It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Can't figure out if this first story in the Redneck Report is a really good day or a really bad day, but it comes to us, of course, from the great state of Florida, which, ironically, all of our stories are from Florida today.
Oh, well.
This incident took place on Monday at 11 a.m., so probably a little early to be this hammered, but police say that Jimmy McRae was brought to the hospital after falling off his bicycle and appeared to be under the influence of booze at the time. While he was being treated at the hospital, officers say that he removed a C-clamp from around his neck, jumped out of bed, and approached his girlfriend in the emergency room. Staff members asked him to return to bed because he still needed medical attention. He became angry and, in true WWE fashion, picked up a metal folding chair and swung it around, hitting a dude in the leg.
Oh.
Luckily, it was just in the leg.
Oh, okay.
Hospital security restrained him and secured him to a hospital bed with leather straps before taking him to jail.
I want to know how you swing a folding chair and all you get is a leg.
Yeah.
Right?
How do you not get at least torso?
Over, you go over the head
every
maybe
time.
Maybe shoulder, maybe
sure.
the back.
Or if they block it with their arm, something, but only a leg?
I just wish JR was there. My God, he's been broken in half.
Real clobber knocker.
So a Florida man was upset with his neighbor. And look, we've all been there before, right? Where you've got some sort of beef with your neighbor, and for whatever reason, you can't work it out through the conventional means of just having a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what he decided to do, at about 6:34 p.m. the other night, deputies had to respond to a call because there was this dispute. And initially, it was a call about aggravated battery. Mm-hmm. The ongoing issue was between the neighbors about shrubs that are growing between
shrubs?
The property lines. Yeah, shrubs.
I mean, this is a heated debate between neighbors if you're talking about shrubs, Dave.
When the video that's being shot, it at first just shows a verbal argument between the two.
Okay.
But when the sheriff's office said the video shows one of the men actually whipping out a chainsaw and cutting the shrub that they were arguing about and then holding it up close to his neighbor he was arguing with.
Oh.
And then the man used the chainsaw to cut his neighbor.
Oh,
he shoved
God.
Him in the back, and some of his tendons were cut in his arm.
Oh.
Aggravated battery and simple battery. And if you can imagine just being chewed up by a chainsaw.
I don't want to imagine
only
that.
Only aggravated and simple battery? Shouldn't
it
that
doesn't
be like
seem
attempted
like enough,
murder?
Right? Yeah.
It should be attempted
like,
murder.
Even if it's one of those like little, you know, maybe they call them a chainsaw, but those like little hedge clippers, you know what I'm talking about, that kind of have like a shark-like mouth
yeah.
to them, you know?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, even if it's one of those things and you hit somebody with one of those things, that should be attempted murder.
I can't tell, did he actually hit him with the chainsaw, Ian, or was he just threatening him with it and then pushed him and then, because it says that his tendons and his arm were all cut up, but
yeah.
is it just because he pushed him over? Is that what happened?
No, so this was definitely a purposeful act on behalf of the chainsaw man. But I don't think he intended on doing as much harm. I don't think he realized that he was holding a chainsaw.
If you realize you're holding a chainsaw,
yeah,
no matter what, you've got a saw that has a chain on it that is spinning around at 1,000 RPM.
As a grown-ass man, I'm still terrified of chainsaws.
I don't want to mess with a chainsaw.
Everyone should be terrified of chainsaws.
Have you not seen the Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
A Florida woman is accused of pouring hot sauce in her husband's eyes during a fight. What?
Why would he let her?
Why is he sitting so
Why
still?
Why aren't you fighting back?
Like, move, man.
Happy wife, happy life.
A 41-year-old by the name of Esmeralda and her husband were arguing inside of their home when she struck him in the face before pouring hot sauce into his eyes.
Oh.
He was transported to a hospital. His condition is unknown.
Do you think she was like, lay down there, Carl. And it's the, you know, because when you're trying to get
the
like.
Slow, like.
When you're trying to get the tobacco.
No, still don't move.
No, it's coming. It's going to get out.
Damn Cholula. And finally, cops in Clearwater, Florida got a call about 2:30 a.m. on Tuesday about a 20-year-old guy by the name of Carlos who was inside of a 24-hour laundromat watching adult films on his phone and getting it on with himself. He told the cops that he was doing it because, quote, it helps with his anxiety.
That's what you're calling it these days, huh?
Yeah.
Why don't you just go to the bathroom and do that?
I mean, really anywhere but there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can't be dirty in a laundromat, I don't want to be clean.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.